President Bush introduced a new sports series at the White House yesterday, T-ball on the South Lawn. T-ball essentially is modified baseball. There's no pitching, no outs, and no one's keeping score. The 32 players who were at the White House yesterday ranged in age from 5 to 8 years old and play in two Washington, D.C.-based T-ball leagues, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's not every T-ball game that starts with a helicopter landing. But as Marine One brought President Bush back from Camp David to the White House lawn Sunday afternoon, the young players who had been giggling, chattering, and practically swinging on a chain that kept them back from the helicopter blades quieted down and straightened up. Some started waving even before President Bush came down the steps. Just shaking the president's hand may have made this the game of a lifetime, even though most of these players probably have plenty of swings and catches ahead of them. Mr. Bush invited them to the White House to help promote America's traditional national pastime, what the president calls a fabulous sport. He played Little League himself and went on to make a $15 million profit as part owner of the Major League Texas Rangers. President Bush kicked off this game by thanking the players, the parents, and the coaches.
None of the coaches who are here on the grounds, but coaches all across America who take time out of their busy schedules to help young men and women understand the importance of teamwork and playing by the rules.
The rules for T-ball are a little bit different than the ones the major leagues follow. Instead of a pitcher, there's a ball stand, the tee, that comes up to most players' shoulders. If a player knocks the ball off by accidentally hitting the tee, it's a do-over. And everybody gets the chance to hit before the teams switch sides. For baseball veterans like announcer Bob Costas, it was sometimes a little confusing.
The Capital City Little League Rockies take the field. If I'm not mistaken, there's more than 9 of them out there. I'm not sure how to keep score of this game. There's about 15 players out there, but no one's playing left field.
With a little help from their coach, the Rockies spread out, preparing to stop anything the Satchel Paige Little League Memphis Red Sox could send their way. Halfway through the lineup came the Red Sox pinch hitter.
Up steps Kofi Hodge. He's a switch hitter, it says here, but in T-ball, the exact percentage of batting one way or another isn't clear, so he decides to bat righty. Kofi says he likes math and X-Men. Here's the 0-1. And it's second and third. There's a pop in the center field, it drops. It's a Texas League hit. It'll go all the way to the bunting in center, and two runs will score.
Less than an hour later, the game was over. No one kept track of the exact number of outs or runs. But there were prizes for all the players and their coaches, baseballs signed by President Bush to take home as souvenirs, and a picnic lunch with an all-American menu.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, vegetable salad, some coleslaw, potato salad, everything you find in a baseball game.
And for dessert, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. More local T-ball teams are expected to play at the White House throughout the summer. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.